Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm here with my friend Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the ultimate Friends fan.
Yeah, and so we are on the 107th episode, the one with the inappropriate sister, this is season 5, episode 10. And it premiered on December 17th, 1998. I was 10 years old. Actually, 10 years old the day before. This show had 23.7 million viewers. Jackie, tell us what happened.
Yeah, so in the last episode, Ross is on sabbatical, so he loses his job and he doesn't know how to not have a job. So now he's going to help Joey because Joey teaches him how to not have a job. Phoebe's Christmas joy is being spread through the city by the way of Salvation Army, and Rachel finally gets a chance with Danny, but will she stay with him?
Yeah, I mean, let's start off with the Phoebe volunteering at the Salvation Army. I think that was pretty funny. You see Phoebe so aggressive while she was trying to do good. And with good reason, you know, she's trying to collect all this money and people are just being rude to her. You know, they're putting trash in there. They're putting alcohol? No, they put their lighter in there and then they put alcohol in there.
Yeah, so they put the lighter in there and then Phoebe tried to, somebody had a cup of something, you know, like, and Phoebe tried to put out the fire and end up being alcohol. So, but I like her intention though. Her whole intention was to spread Christmas joy throughout the city. And then she lied about, you know, speaking so many languages and like this. And I like her intention of like being in front of Macy's because that's a typical Christmas. So this is the Christmas episode for Friends. And I like that Phoebe was trying to do her good.
Yeah. And it's funny because when Monica goes to visit her, she smuggles her for more money. She says, oh, you have an eco and you got your nails done.
Yeah.
She makes Monica donate more, which is true. I mean, but I think we're all guilty of it. Like, I think we, you know, we go to the store, they ask us if we want to donate a dollar. And when you say no, you feel bad.
I always do. The other day, I was getting gas and this guy asked me, he was like, do you have any cash for gas? I really need. I'm like, dang it. Yes. And then I gave him $5. he looked like a normal person. And I did see him go to his car. So I don't know if he like was hurting for it. I'm not sure what the deal was.
Yeah.
I was like, whatever, it's $5. Just like, if he needs help, he needs help, you know, because otherwise they wouldn't ask. But I do always donate on digitally, like on the little like card thing at the grocery store.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. Like, I remember one time we went to go eat at the Pantry in downtown LA, and Caesar had leftovers, and there was a guy outside, and he, you know, was asking for food, and Caesar gave him the leftovers, and he immediately ate it. That food. And there was always this man, you know, when I was coming home from KTLA, I would see him there. I haven't seen him anymore, but whenever I would have a leftover apple or whatever I didn't eat, I always gave him that. And sometimes he would eat it and sometimes he would save it.
Yeah. You never know what they're going through. Like I have a bag of my mom, during Christmas gave me a couple boxes. There was extra boxes from like a food bank or something. So she gave me two because I have people in my alley, you know, unfortunately, like some of them are homeless and they just come through and then leave. But like, I have a bag in my car ready to like hand off to somebody because it is sad. You want to do your good, especially during Christmas. Like not everybody can have the privilege and the fortunate, you know, like family meals that we all get. So I like the intention from Phoebe, but she just gets a little carried away because she's like protecting her bucket. And did you realize too, the bucket is not red like it normally is,
no,
like a red kettle. Yeah. And I wonder if that was something like licensing from the Salvation Army that they couldn't use. You know
probably.
What I mean? Like, why couldn't they use a red one? Because it's probably trademark, I would think. So
I know you have to be careful because like there have been reports like of
fake
people
ones.
Pretending to be, that. So you definitely have to look out. But yeah, you're probably right about that.
Yeah.
I also liked all the signs that she had around the bucket.
Yes. It's like, this is not a trash bin and like all of that. You know, it was pretty funny. Phoebe's protecting her donations.
Yeah.
But And I wonder, you know, like last year they couldn't do it because everybody's like, you don't want to touch money, has germs and everything. So they did, you know, a whole digital push for the Salvation Army virtually. And so I'm wondering if this year it'll be back, you know, actually putting the money in. Because I do actually do that, you know, when I see the red kettles. I kind of think of it as just like, that's just an ode to Christmas, part of the Christmas spirit. You know, you see those red kettles as part of it. Listening to the music in department store is part of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's the whole spirit of it. So I do donate when I see them. But if I were Phoebe, I'd be protective of it too.
Of course. Yeah, you're there to do your job.
Yeah.
The job to help other people.
I know. She's so funny. But you know, she actually gets, you know, she gets fired, I guess you could say, like, oh, we're moving you to another location because she gets too aggressive with it.
Yeah. I mean, so good job for Phoebe. And I think another person who really tried to do good in this episode was Ross when he was trying to help Joey get his act together.
Yes, I know. And I think it's funny too, because I think about this too. If like, if you didn't work, what would you do? You know, and Ross is having a hard time not having a job. He's been working his whole life. And so first thing he does is organizes a fridge. And I like how he like did this three different shelves, expired products.
Where everything was. Yeah.
It was funny. So yeah, so Ross actually, you know, Ross learns from Joey because Joey is an actor, so he's got all this gig work. And so he knows how to like spread out his days. Like, let's call Chandler and prank him. Okay, and that's day one, you know? And then they come up with the idea where Joey can write his own script and Ross gives him a plan to do that. But then it all backfires at him.
Yeah, it's bad. It's sad, you know, because Joey is upset because he didn't get a part. And we see Estelle. We see Estelle in this episode.
Yes. We see her just for like a super quick scene, but she's still around.
Yeah. And so Ross, you know, being the friend that he is, he wants to help him come up with a timeline to create a play so, you know, he can do something with his life. And he falls behind and he starts writing the official rule book of Fireball. Yeah. I mean everyone gets sidetracked, you know.
Oh, totally. Well, nowadays, so here's the thing though, it's like you think about it. So back then they get sidetracked with silly games that they play physically with their hands. Now we get sidetracked with our phones and Instagram and videos and everything. So that's like the new thing. So whenever I find myself, I'm like, I did that last night. I was looking at my phone for like 30 minutes right after work. And I'm like, did I just look at my phone for 30 minutes straight? I was like, okay. And then I grabbed a book and started reading. So I'm conscious of it and I'm trying to really like be better about it. And so I grab a book and start reading. So for them to like get sidetracked, it's like playing a physical game with like, what was it? Was it eggs or what was it? Like a ball, like from a bowl to like a spoon and then like popping it.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure, but it was something to that effect where they needed an official rule book.
Yeah, and then the fireball, they get their big old like a kerosene lighter. It's like not your typical lighter, it's like a big one. And then they have a bowling ball for some reason. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
But yeah.
Stuff that men and that guys, like little boys, do.
Yeah, totally. But you know, and it's funny because Chandler is protective of Ross. He's saying, you know, hey, don't force him to do something that he doesn't want to do. And Ross is like, no, he needs to get it together. And they sound like parents.
They do. And it's all over Joey. And then, and then Joey, he's so clever that, you know, when he writes a script of them apologizing to each other, which I thought was cute. Yeah.
And he included the could I be any more sorry part.
I love that they make fun of him for that because it's so true. Like,
I also think it's funny that Joey wrote a play for Monica and Rachel.
I know. Oh, yes, at the end. Yes. Uh-huh. And they start making out.
Yeah, totally.
That's
so
funny.
This was another good storyline, but when we come back, we'll get to the weird storyline of the episode.
Inappropriate.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
We're back. So in this episode, the main title is the one with the inappropriate sister. And my opinion, it was a little inappropriate.
So I have a brother. I have an older brother. So we met my sister. You know, she's on our couple podcasts ago. She's the oldest. So she's 40. My brother is 37 and I'm 35. So I'm the youngest. So I related to the story in no way because I do not like... No, you don't do that with your brother. You don't have that kind of relationship. I am totally judgy-wudgy about this relationship because I would never do these things with my brother. It is disgusting.
It's so weird. Yeah, so let's back it up. So, you know, Rachel is still obsessed with Danny. She thinks he's not interested. Monica sets her up on a date, you know, and Rachel's like, oh, I don't want to go, but she does want to go. They end up going. But before the date, Rachel sees him with a girl at the subway. His arms were around her. Turns out after the date, the girl is his sister. And it turns out it's a really weird relationship, which is where we are now. One of the first things that was really weird about this was on their date, you know, Rachel goes to the house or the apartment and he's like, oh yeah, my sister's here. And the sister opens the door and she says, I thought I heard you there. And she's wearing just, you know, it was probably one of his shirts. It looked like she had no bottoms on and just socks. And they walk in, you know, and then they all sit on the couch and then the brother and sister start tickling each other.
Oh, yes. They wrestle. And that's the thing, like the wrestling, the tickling is weird, but the wrestling, like you do fight your brother. I remember fighting my brother, you know, so that's okay. And she gets that validation because she asks Ross and Monica about their relationship and then they start to wrestle. Mm-hmm. But like Ross and Monica is more like, I can beat you up instead of like, Danny and his sister is just like tickling. I'm like, no, my brother did not, you know, like, you know, so that's the first weirdness.
Yeah. And then another weirdness that happened was when we're at the coffee shop eating a Danish.
Yes.
And then they started sharing the Danish.
Yes.
And it spills. And she cleans him up in kind of inappropriate areas that are too close, you know, so that's really weird. That and everyone is just weirded out by it.
Yeah. It's so strange because like it's just he puts his fingers in the mouth. And it's just, I don't know. It's just strange.
It's weird. Another thing that happened was that she prepared a bath for him.
Yes. And this is what throws Rachel over the edge. She's like, okay, I'm done. She runs out afterwards.
She doesn't talk to him about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So she goes and talks to him about it, about the weird stuff. And then Danny apparently has heard this before. Oh gosh, here it goes. And then we hear the voice in the back saying, Danny, the bath is waiting for you. And then she's like, oh, heck no. She runs out and it's the end of Danny.
it's weird. The whole thing is weird. You know, I get people are close, but not that close.
No, exactly. Not that close. Exactly. And so it is kind of funny that the way they kind of write off this character, Danny, is just not really like, she wasn't really invested anyways. It's just kind of fun, you know, like the regatta gala and that, like the flirting and all that. And okay. But it wasn't anything significant. So I like that they don't make it a serious thing of them breaking up. It's just kind of funny and weird and strange.
Yeah. And so the sister, Kristen, was actually played by, that was her name, right? Kristen? Krista. Sorry. Krista was actually played by Julie Lauren. And she's been around, but she hasn't really had any prominent roles. She's been on a few series with a few episodes here and there. One of the most recent ones was Royal Pains, where she was Dr. Catherine Neal. She was also in a couple of episodes of The Jury and Homicide: Life on the Street. So she's around, but it seems like she's kind of just takes on small roles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know Royal Pains, but yeah, I don't know anything else. So.
Yeah.
And that's what this was. This is one of those small roles too. It wasn't as significant and it's just a little strange, but at least like it is, this kind of closes the chapter on Danny, which wasn't a big chapter anyway. So Rachel moves on.
Yeah. And so my favorite line in this episode was when Phoebe scolded the little lady, old lady.
Oh, and when she was donating?
Yes, that was mine. But other than that, as you mentioned, it was just an episode that moved us along. Nothing, things stood out, but nothing like just another episode.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So anyways,
yeah,
let's see what happens in the next one.
Yeah, so coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, a new year equals new resolutions, but can Rachel keep hers?
Yeah, so this is a good episode. This is a good episode because something actually does happen. And this is like a revelation, and it's kind of a big deal for Chandler and Monica.
So if you like this, subscribe, download, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast, and check us out on the KTLA Plus app on the live stream, and we'll eventually have our little playback.
Until next time.
Bye.